We step out of the car. I have no idea where we are, but I heard it's a party. You asked me to wear something sexy, so I chose my favorite red dress, which is quite short, my new bra and panties with black lace, stay-ups, and high heels. It's nothing too fancy, but I feel beautiful and ready for the evening. You look as handsome as you always do. You take my hand and we walk together towards the entrance. When we pass the cloakroom, you stop, take my purse, and put something in it. Then you whisper into my ear that I should check what it is in the ladies' room. I look at you curiously, but I can't read anything from your face. So I walk past the cloakroom into the ladies' room, find an empty stall, and lock the door. I open my purse and find a small bag with a note on it. I can feel my heart beat faster as I unfold the note and read. Take your panties off and use these instead. I reach for the small bag and open it. There are small geisha balls and some other item that I've never seen before. I look at it, wondering, and then it hits me. This is a butt plug. By now I'm blushing brightly, and I'm not sure if I should obey you, but I'm a good girl and I want to please you, so I carefully make the butt plug wet by putting it into my mouth, and then I try to insert it correctly. It takes a little while, but in the end I get it, and it actually feels quite comfortable. I'm familiar with geisha balls, as these aren't the first ones I get from you, and I know what to do with them. As I readjust the hem of my dress and step outside, I hear that the weights inside the geisha balls make a little sound. I take a deep breath and try to walk towards you as elegantly as possible, but I feel like everyone's staring at me like they know exactly what I was doing. The butt plug feels interesting in a good way. I manage somehow to walk next to you. You look straight into my eyes, maintaining your poker face, but I can see a faint smile in your eyes as you take my hand and lead me into this big, beautiful hall. There's a DJ at the turntable, and the dance floor is full of people. The room has many red sofas. They look really soft and comfortable. There are quite a few people sitting on them, enjoying drinks and each other's company. There are even some tables with poles, where some girls are doing tricks that defy the laws of physics. As we walk around the hall, I can't help noticing that these people aren't here just for dancing. I mean, one guy has a gag and one girl is on a leash, kneeling next to what looks like her boyfriend. I am about to turn to you and ask what's going on, but at the same time you step in front of me, look into my eyes, and put a collar around my neck. I wasn't expecting that. As I'm too stunned to do anything, you adjust the collar, take the chain and say, "You are mine now. If someone's holding this chain, you will do exactly as the person says. You understand?" I manage to whimper a faint yes. You nod approvingly and say, "Whenever I'm holding the chain, you have to be completely silent. I don't even want to hear a whisper. Got it?" I nod quickly as I feel my nipples harden against the lace of my bra. I'm more excited than I'm willing to admit. We walk around the room, and I'm thankful that you didn't make me walk like a dog. You stop by, apparently some friends of yours who are having a beer and chatting. You introduce me to them, and they shake my hand. They must have been here before because they don't even wait for my response, and they ignore the chain you're holding. My face must be bright red now. I feel the toys inside me, and seeing some people fuck the corner of my eye makes me breathe a lot heavier. Soon you start walking again and I follow you. I see a woman and a man, both wearing a collar, and the woman is straddling the man's face. I look at them, both aroused and curious, and we walk towards them. A beautiful woman tells you that she wants to punish her husband by making him eat as many pussies as possible. You nod approvingly, and I feel a warm sensation around the geisha balls as you lean to me and whisper into my ear. Would you like to sit on that man's face and let him ravish your pussy with his mouth? I nod and swallow the yes I almost said. You look into my eyes and say, I knew you would. Then you turn and I follow you, feeling both relieved and disappointed. You lead me onto one of those red sofas and tell me to sit down. There's another couple sitting on the same sofa and you start talking with the man. The woman is not wearing a collar, but a gag. She looks at the people, and I can see she's a bit sweaty and out of breath. I let my eyes wander around the room, pulling the hem of my dress lower, and I notice a couple on the other side of the room. The woman is breathtakingly gorgeous, and her handsome partner is standing next to her, wearing the same kind of collar I am. She looks straight into my eyes, then moves her eyes down slowly and pulls the chain as she starts to walk towards us. I look at you and I see you looking at the approaching couple. You don't even look at me and I get a bit nervous, in a good way. Can I taste her? She asks you. You look at her for a second, nod, and give the leash to her. She pulls it lightly, so I have to stand up. She pulls me close to her, puts her other hand behind my back, and I'm pressed against her divine body. Our lips are almost touching, and she looks straight into my eyes. She whimpers and says, I have been looking at you for a while. Looks like your master doesn't let you talk. I don't want you to talk either. Now, I heard the geisha balls as you stood up. Take them off. I nod and try to pull my hem down as I find the string of the balls. Holy fuck, I'm so fucking wet. I barely have the courage to pull the geisha balls out because I'm ashamed of how soaked I actually am. I manage to pull them out, and I hold them up. She tells me to hold them up higher, and as I do so, she turns to you and asks, may I? I'm still looking at her, and I hear you say, by all means. She takes the geisha balls, covered with my nectar, and licks them clean, while she stares right into my eyes. I'm holding my breath because I'm so overwhelmed by this situation. I mean, I have never even flirted with a girl, and here I am, standing in front of this goddess who's making my knees weak with her eyes while she's sucking on something that was inside me. She looks at you, probably asking for a permission, and then she reaches for the hem of my skirt. I think she's gonna put the balls back into me. Oh my god, she's gonna see how drenched I am. She touches my pussy lips with the first ball, pressing it lightly against my clit, and pushes it slowly into me. It feels so fucking good. I close my eyes. But she tucks on the chain, and I quickly open my eyes, only to find her staring into mine. She takes the other ball and pushes it into me in one quick movement. I am so fucking wet right now. So fucking wet. excitement running down my thighs. She pulls her fingers out of me, lifts them in front of her face, and licks her middle finger clean. She looks at you, and then pushes her middle finger into my mouth. I'm usually not comfortable with tasting myself, but I suck her finger clean as she pulls it back. I'm still pressed against her, trying not to breathe heavily. I'm so fucking aroused. She looks at you and says, "I would like to reward my husband by letting him fuck her in the ass. Does she like that?" I'm trying to process her words and I hear you say, "Usually she does. You have my permission." I can't believe what you just said. I can't believe what's gonna happen. Someone's gonna fuck me in the ass while you are watching? Suddenly, she turns me around and pushes me on the sofa so that I have to be on all fours. Then she pushes my upper back down and lifts the hem of my dress. And here I am, my tits pressed against the couch, and my ass and my bare pussy available for anyone's eyes. I am so wet, and I can hear my own heart beating. Suddenly I feel something wet on my ass. Someone's licking it. Someone's licking around the butt plug, and it feels like someone's trying to push it even deeper with his tongue. Then I feel two fingers take it off, and I'm relieved until I feel a massive cock entering my tight ass. I can't help but whimper, and I feel her hands in my hair. She grabs it and pulls my head so that I stare straight into her eyes. The cock is moving into me, but surprisingly it doesn't hurt. I think I'm so wet. I'm really wet and I can feel my legs shaking. As soon as he's all the way in, he starts ramming his cock into me, and I feel like it's getting bigger and thicker. I want to close my eyes, but as I do so, she yanks my hair, and I understand that I have to watch her. I'm trying to stay quiet, but I can't help moaning. She smiles at me, and the cock inside my ass feels divine. And I know my ass is tight because of the fucking geisha balls inside my pussy. Oh, this must be quite a show. I can feel the warmth and pressure start to build up, and I'm trying to fight against it, but I can't. I feel so fucking good. Fuck. I feel so fucking good. Ah! I can hear the labored breathing behind me, and how he thrusts. His thrusts are getting faster and faster, and suddenly he pulls out and comes on my asshole. Oh. We're both out of breath. And I'm feeling dizzy. And I feel his cum running down my legs. Oh. She lets go of my hair, smiling, and gives the chain back to you. The man behind me disappears. And I feel like collapsing on the sofa. I'm so spent and thoroughly fucked. I still haven't caught my breath when you pull me up and make me sit next to you on my and his cum. While I have been fucked, you have gotten us two glasses of champagne. You give the other glass to me and tell me to drink. I take a sip and it tastes incredible. Oh, I'm still dizzy. Oh, I put it back on the table and take a look at you. You look into my eyes, satisfied about how well fucked I look, lean closer to me, and whisper into my ear, "You better drink that champagne before that other couple gets here."